Welcome back to my real estate podcast with David Liberatore. I'm really excited about today's episode because we're diving deep into the Sarasota luxury market. David, you've been tracking what's happening in this space really closely, and I think a lot of people are curious about where things are headed. So let's jump right in. What's the overall vibe in the luxury market down there right now?
Thanks for having me. Yeah. So the Sarasota luxury market is actually in a really interesting place right now. We're seeing some significant shifts in how buyers are approaching high-end properties, and the pricing dynamics have changed quite a bit from what we saw a few years back. There's definitely more selectivity happening, which is actually healthy for the market.
Okay, so when you say more selectivity, what does that actually mean on the ground? Like, are buyers being pickier, or is it more about the inventory situation?
Both. Really. Buyers are definitely being more thoughtful about what they're purchasing, but we're also seeing shifts in inventory. The luxury segment, we're talking about properties over a certain price point. These homes are taking longer to move than they were before. Buyers want the right property at the right price, and they're not settling. That's actually good news because it means the market is finding its true value.
I love that perspective. So it's not doom and gloom, it's more like the market is correcting itself. What about pricing specifically? Are we seeing prices come down, or is it more nuanced than that?
It's definitely nuanced. Pricing depends a lot on the specific neighborhood, the property condition, and what amenities we're talking about. Some segments are holding strong, while others are seeing adjustments. Waterfront properties, for instance, tend to maintain their value better because that's such a limited resource. But in some neighborhoods, sellers are having to be more realistic about what their homes are actually worth in today's market.
Right, so location and amenities are still king. That makes sense. What are you seeing in terms of buyer demographics? Like, who's actually buying luxury homes in Sarasota right now?
That's a great question. We're seeing a mix, but there's definitely a trend toward buyers who are looking for lifestyle, not just a status symbol. People are coming to Sarasota for the quality of life, the beaches, the cultural scene. We're getting a lot of retirees, but also younger, affluent buyers who are remote working and want that Florida lifestyle. International buyers are still active too, though that's been variable.
Oh, wow. So it's not just the typical retiree narrative anymore. There's actually this whole contingent of people who are choosing Sarasota for lifestyle reasons. That's really interesting. So what does that mean for the market going forward? What trends should people be watching?
I think the big thing is sustainability and smart home features. Buyers are increasingly interested in properties that have energy efficiency, good technology, and resilience, especially given climate considerations. We're also seeing interest in properties with flexible spaces because people's needs change. And honestly, authenticity matters now. Buyers want homes with character, not just cookie-cutter luxury.
That's such a shift from what we used to see in luxury markets. It used to be all about the biggest, most ostentatious thing. Now it's like, okay, but can I actually live in this? That's cool. So for someone thinking about buying or selling in the Sarasota luxury market, what's your main piece of advice?
Price it right from the start. Don't overprice and hope to negotiate down. That just sits on the market and creates a perception problem. Work with someone who understands the current market, not what it was 2 years ago. And if you're buying, be patient and strategic. The right property at the right price will come along, and that's worth waiting for.
That's solid advice. And honestly, it applies to any market. David, this has been really insightful. I appreciate you breaking down what's actually happening in Sarasota instead of just giving us the headlines. Thanks so much for being here.